Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Lunch with Jesus. This is your chance to sit back and relax and hear what divine messages are coming to us for you for today. So we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And here is the lovely DC Love. Okay, I've got two of the same area code phone numbers. And I think this one is DC. Let's see.
Yay! Hi, Barbara.
Yes. Yeah.
Did. You know, before I tell everyone a little bit about me, I have to ask them a question, and you as well. Barbara, have you ever eaten a meal with a famous person?
Yes, actually, I have.
Wow. Did it cost a lot of money, or did you have, like, an inside connection?
Well, I was at a retreat, so I had to pay for that. But I don't remember how much it cost, to tell you the truth.
Okay. Well, you know what? The point is, we can all agree that, you know, eating a meal maybe with someone famous, it's not an everyday occurrence, correct?
True.
Okay, so today is, you know, our listeners' lucky day because it's not going to cost any money at all, nothing, to have lunch with Jesus, just a little bit of their time. So if you callers are listening and you want to dine today with Jesus, just, you know, press the number one and raise your hand, and we're going to save you a seat at the table. And you don't have to worry about getting dressed up. Just come as you are. Your presence is all that is required. And Jesus is going to do all the work. So he asked Barbara Grace and myself, you know, to be here at this time to hold a luncheon with him. And he said to hold on to your fork after you've eaten your lunch, because the best is yet to come. So I hope we get some, you know, beautiful callers calling in, because people are a little bit early, Barbara. They're not waking up as early. So he said, you know what, maybe let's just try to play with the time a little bit. And, you know, Barbara and myself, we agree, we'll give that a shot. So I'm, you know, DC Love, the magical DC Love, sometimes even the real DC Love. I've seen spirit from a very, very young age, since I was a baby, and I just thought everyone did. And the beautiful journey that I'm on presently, it's a delicious journey, in fact. It started off with sugar cookies and sprinkles on these beautiful sugar cookies. But the funny thing is, I had a 2-pound bowl, and those cookies, bowl included, flew off the countertop onto my tile floor. I had cookies and sprinkles everywhere. And if that's not enough to get your attention, my cell phone began to text me. It was my cousin's friend from the other side, and she was trying to get my attention. And then if that's not enough to, you know, to get your attention and scare the heck out of you, depending on who you are, I had spirit sit on me as well. So at that point, I had no other choice but to listen. I couldn't do anything else but listen. And I'm so glad that I did, because everything propelled me to where I find myself today. It's a beautiful path that I'm on, and I just love this path. And I'm so blessed, you know, to be able to be here and help people. My journey was sudden, it was unexpected, and it changed the course of my life forever. I discovered, wow, I really have a strong connection with the spirit world. Since then, I have never, ever looked back. And I did have a, you know, I did have a background, and it was in law enforcement, but I've traded in my 357, and now I offer angelic love instead. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, my angel, and I can't forget my not-so-divine guide. Yep, I have one of those too, Joan Rivers. Joan and I first connected while she was in a coma, and she was able to connect with me, and not only did she connect with me, she actually threatened me. Go figure, right? So the funny thing is, since that time, Joan and I have been together. And it took a while, but I did realize this is a divine connection. And Joan has left the door open. Those on the other side, they walk through it continually. It's almost like a revolving door. And I'm thankful for my connection with Joan because it really has given me access to the most fascinating as well as a wide variety of divine source. And it helps me to relate and to work with people that are worldwide and from all walks of life. And as you may, you know by now, my journey's been anything but normal. But that's the way I like it. And I'm so blessed to be here to connect with people on live radio as well. But if you just want the cliff notes, love is what I am, love is what I do, love is what I listen to. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are. This is the magical DC love. Barbara?
Thank you, DC. And I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a spiritual energy healer, a speaker, and an author. My journey began with waking up one day and realizing that I wasn't happy. I was doing everything everyone had ever taught me to do. I was trying to be the perfect everything to everyone while completely ignoring myself. And that doesn't work. You eventually reach a point where you have nothing left to give because the one person you're never giving to is you. And I guess I reached that point. And things had to change. And I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea at all how to change anything. But I spoke with my then husband and I said, this isn't working. And I am going to start doing things to change me, to make me actually important in my own life. I probably didn't use that wording because I didn't know that wording, but that was the gist of what I was telling him. And I gave him the option of staying and working with me through it all, not knowing how long it would take or what I would end up doing, or I would help him pack and he could go. So I helped him pack and he left. And it's been 16 years now. And my life is so much better. Oh, it is so much better than it was then. I actually love myself. I actually wake up in the morning looking forward to the day. And I love what I do. And I love being able to help other people to reach that level of realization of themselves as well. So that is why I do what I do, because it brings joy to my life as well as the lives of the people that I work with. It's not all about them, which is the way it used to be. It's also about me. It's about allowing myself to be and to value myself. So, if you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's lots of information there. And if you have any questions, there's ways of contacting me there on the website too. So feel free to, you know, send me an email if you want to learn more about what I'm doing. Okay. So now it is time for us to give messages. So, DC, you have some messages to share.
Yes, I believe so. Let me check. Yes, I do. Hello, beloveds. Today, I invite each of you to live a conscious life, one of awareness, living a life of choice and becoming aware of all the decisions you are making. In doing so, you let go of worry of the past, and as well, you let go of worry of the future, and you're able to find joy and enlightenment in the now. Beloved, you need not struggle with each day. You need only to become fully present in each moment. Each of you are so special to me, and I want you to live each day of your life, not just to exist. And I'm talking about having a life that you want, one that you want to live, not one that you settle for. You must realize that you are worthy of all those things that you've been imagining. You can have such a life. So why not live a life of greatness? You are so important to me and to the world. You are here to do a job that only you can do. Are you ready for this beautiful transition? I'm here, and I'm going to help you to connect with your own inner guidance. All you have to do is remember who you are and that you are deserving of the life that you've envisioned. I'm here, and I'm here right now to empower you to create the life of your dreams. And to do that, you have to connect with your true essence and focus on what you believe about yourself. Beloveds, I want for you what you want for you. Nothing more, nothing less. Maintain a positive mindset and become more enlightened and conscious of your true potential, of being able to act on what you know, then being able to grow, to learn, and expand in this very moment. It is really important to clear away the old thoughts, those old patterns, that mental fog. It's time to become more enlightened and expand your consciousness and live a life of purpose. Each of you are here to achieve your greater self. This is what evolution is all about. You are here to make a difference in this world, and I'm going to help you to find meaning in your struggle and to see beyond it and give you the courage to make the changes that are needed. No matter how difficult they may seem, I'm here and I'm going to help you. You see, each circumstance that you face is a gift, whether you realize it or not, and in each experience lies a hidden treasure. Beloved, I have given you the tools to create the life that you've dreamed of. Today, consciously choose to make a life rather than continue to exist. Use your special tools, your gifts, your talents to live the fulfillment of your God-given dreams. I'll be with you every step of the way. I love you, Jesus. And Barbara, that's what I have.
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you.
Let's see what Jesus wants to say to us right now. So here's what's coming through me in this moment. You are loved. You are loved. You are loved beyond your own knowing. Some of you sometimes believe that no one really cares about you, and that is never true. You are loved. You are loved by so many. You have an impact on so many people in so many ways in every moment of your life. And there are people who love you dearly that you may not even know love you. But we want you to understand that there is never a moment when you are not loved. The one who created you, the one you call God, the universe, source, the creator, Allah, Buddha, it doesn't matter what name you use, that one loves you. That one is you. You are always connected with that one. You are always loved by that one. And as I am speaking with you now, I am intensifying the radiation of love to you, to each of you who is listening, whether you are listening at the moment of the show or any other time. That love is being radiated very strongly to you. Close your eyes and take a deep breath and feel the love. That love is eternal. There is never, ever a single moment when you are not love. Accept that love. Accept that love is more than what you've been taught. that it's not just that special someone that you fall in love with and marry and have children and live happily ever after, or whatever the story is that you've decided is your life. It is an eternal acceptance of yourself, complete acceptance, no conditions, no exceptions. You are simply love. Feel that love in every cell of your being. Let that love guide you. It will always show you what is the best thing for you in every moment of your life. You are loved. You are loved. You will always be loved. Accept the love. Okay, that's what he wanted to share. Now I've got all this energy running through me.
Beautiful. That was beautiful, Barbara. Thank you.
My pleasure. And now we will accept questions from callers. And okay, the number to call is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And the chat room is also open. So if you want to talk to us through that, you can. And we will go to our first caller now. And that caller is from area code 570. Hi, who's this?
Hi. Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? My name is Lynn, and I just thought I'd check in with you girls. And I haven't been on with you for quite a while, and just see and it's nice to have lunch with Jesus and you girls. So just wanted to see what you had to say, if there's anything that comes up in your mind.
Okay.
Beautiful. Hi, Lynn, and welcome. Take your seat at the table. We're so happy to have you with us.
Yeah, I'm happy to be here. I never knew that I could dine with Jesus this way, so I'm going to have to continue this.
Beautiful. Oh, I have my dog coming in, and she's handing you a clear piece of quartz.
Okay.
I don't know if you have any quartz crystals.
I
but
do.
But she's saying that quartz really resonates with you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it'll help motivate you is what I'm getting, and to feel more energized, more focused, and more motivated to succeed. And I heard the word success while I was connecting with you, which was really beautiful.
Yep.
So I'm getting, you know, there's something to do with success coming your way. I don't know if you're thinking about trying, you know, something different.
Uh-huh.
In regard to making money or something, but I heard the word success. Okay.
Oh, nice.
And
a very dear friend. Oh, I'm sorry. A very dear friend of mine at one time gave me a beautiful piece of crystal, and I actually carry it in my purse at all times.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And the angels are saying, Lynn, you are a beautiful, radiant, unique woman, and you really don't see how special you are. And sometimes you don't feel worthy of different things.
Uh-huh.
And the angels are saying, Lynn, you're capable. You can succeed at anything as long as you believe in yourself. So that's going to be the key, is believing in yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I'm seeing clocks all over, like all these different kinds of clocks and everything. And,
uh-huh.
I'm getting, sometimes you think that you're running out of time. You're never going to get where you want to be or what you want to do. You're not going to have what you want to have. And that's not true. Because all of that, it is only in your mind, Lynn, okay?
Okay.
And time will expand, you know, and help you to have the ability, you know, to do what you want to do. And we have Archangel Metatron coming forward, and he has Metatron's cube. And when he works his magic, he works it through time. So the mm-hmm. time that we're used to here on Earth is only for us. It's not anywhere else in the universe. Okay? So you've mm-hmm. got to realize that, you know, you're here right now. This is your time, and all you have is time. And you're never going to run out of it, Lynn. Does that make some sense to you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I know that Gaia, which is Earth, is only ruled by we have to make time, but there is no time.
Right. So that's what I was seeing. The first thing I was seeing, like, clocks everywhere. Okay?
Okay.
And even, you know, whatever situation you find yourself in, don't think that you can't get out of it. Mm-hmm. I'm getting that you've got to breathe a little bit more. Okay? Take time to just breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
hold space for whatever it is that you're wanting. I'm getting financially things may not be, you know, exactly where you want them to be. But if
mm-hmm.
you start focusing, you know, on where you want to be, you're going to discover that you're going to be able to get there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And
okay.
just like really paying attention and understanding, you know, where you feel you are financially, that's going to help you to get where you need to be.
Okay.
So you've got to be mindful of that. You've got to watch what you're, you know, what you're thinking. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
What are they showing me? Okay. And I'm getting, you know, when you, you know, whatever work you're doing, you work really hard and you don't get the recognition you truly deserve, Lynn.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I'm just keep doing what you're doing, and you know something might pop up for you exactly what you've been looking for. Okay.
Okay.
So hold on to that, and just you know you've got to stay in your joy. You've got to enjoy each moment, no matter what you're going through. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And even in like a tougher situation, if you look hard enough, there is a blessing within.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so whatever you're going through right now, if you stay on that path of joy, you're going to see it resolved, and you're going to get where you want to be, Lynn. Okay.
Okay. Mhm.
Okay. All right. And the other thing that I have, let me see. Okay, I'm getting an ancestor, but someone that's like not your parents, but maybe beyond that line. There was
mm-hmm.
something there, I don't know, I think from a past life that needs to be let go of, okay? And
okay.
even if you don't know what it is, you know, if you're willing to release it, you're going to see how things start to change. So with that part being said, I have to bring in Barbara now, and we're
okay.
going to help to release whatever needs to be forgiven with whom. Okay, we don't have to necessarily know exactly who they are,
mm-hmm.
but we're going
okay.
to be able to you know, to let that go. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Barbara? Thank you, Lynn.
Hello?
Yes, Barbara, did we lose you, or are you muted possibly? Barbara's there. We just got to throw our bungee, Lynn. You throw your part, I'll throw mine.
I thought I
was muted,
mute
but I forgot I was muted.
Okay, there she is.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Barbara.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi.
The first thing I'm getting for you, Lynn, is that when DC was talking about a crystal, and you were saying that you have a crystal that's in your purse so that you would carry it everywhere,
mm-hmm.
they showed me an image of you sitting in the sunshine with that crystal from your purse resting on your heart and just sitting in the sun just for a few moments. Just to revitalize both of you.
Okay.
So
when the sun comes out, the sun isn't out today, but, you know, when it comes out, I will do that.
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying that's an important part of you, like I said, revitalizing, reconnecting yourself.
Okay.
Okay, now let's see what they're showing me about forgiveness. Okay, so we're going to do some of those dear innate statements.
Okay.
You just repeat what I say. It's simple as it can be. Okay. Dear innate, I accept and forgive.
Dear innate, I accept and forgive.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Okay. Moving some energy through you. I don't know if you feel this or not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept myself.
Dear innate, I respect myself.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I have done things that were wrong.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Okay. Dear innate, I accept that I have done things that were wrong.
Dear innate, I accept things that I have done that are wrong.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Just take a nice deep breath.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You sometimes get stuck in that, thinking about what you've done wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And they really want you to get out of that. So let that go.
Okay.
So when that forgiveness part is coming in, that's not just forgiving other people. That's also forgiving yourself.
Okay.
Okay, there's another one. Dear innate, I accept that I am right.
Dear innate, I accept that I am right.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
And just take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that feels so much better. Okay,
uh-huh.
How do you feel?
I feel better. Thank you. I do. You know, I always feel better with you ladies. You're wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're so welcome.
And
you're welcome.
Ginger is saying that you have leadership qualities and you've got to start using them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So make sure you start using those beautiful leadership qualities that you have, okay? And she's saying you should see that she's quick on her feet. And you have the ability to, like, you know, whatever it is, she's showing me you're running around, you could process, you know, all this information, you act quickly, and you've got such wisdom. So she's saying, you know, this Lynn girl, she has sort of this knack for, like, just doing the right thing. She knows what to do. So she's showing me you just running all over the place, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which is cool. Okay, and she's just saying, you know, Lynn, just stay positive, okay? And she's showing me, like, good times are coming. After those, you know, dear innate statements, she sees, you know, any kind of struggle just falling away.
Okay.
She was saying, whispering in my ear while Barbara was working with you, the forgiveness had to do with a lover from a past life. Does that make any sense?
I wasn't thinking along those lines, but I was thinking on other levels, but there has been, and I have forgiven them. I mean, I don't care at this point, you know.
Right. I was still getting, like, feelings, emotions of love, different things like that, but it was from a past life. So,
okay.
You know, so I have to ask Barbara, do we have any dear innate statements for that? Because there is feelings and emotions in regard to love from a past life.
All right. Dear innate, I accept my past lives.
Dear innate, I accept my past lives.
Dear innate, I let them go.
Dear innate, I let them go.
Dear innate, I accept my attachments to past lives.
Dear innate, I accept my attachments to past lives.
Dear Renate, I let them go.
Dear Renate, I let them go.
Dear Renate, I accept all of the energies from past lives.
Dear Renate, I accept the energy from past lives.
Dear Renate, I let them all go.
Dear Renate, I let them all go.
Take a nice deep breath.
Okay.
All right, DC, did that take care of it?
Yeah, it feels really good. And Ginger's saying, Lynn, don't floss with a stranger.
That's cool.
That's what I got
cute.
For her. You feel good. Even it felt nice and healthy and light. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you. You ladies are terrific. I greatly appreciate it.
You're welcome. And we appreciate you.
Thank you very much. You ladies have a wonderful and blessed day.
You too,
sweetheart.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
Okay. Now we are moving to our next caller. And it's a 1111111111 number. Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Nathaniel.
Hello,
Nathaniel.
Hey, hi. Hi. How do you like our new time?
Oh, it's better.
Yeah? Awesome. So what do you have for us today, Nathaniel?
Referring to what now?
Do you need any guidance? Is there a specific question that you have, Nathaniel?
Yeah,
angel guidance.
Messages from spirit, sure.
Okay, that always works. And I just feel like, during this month, because we're still in the earlier part of October, I just feel like there's going to be a change in your life. Has something changed, really fast, but like a happy change? Has it happened yet?
I don't know what, I'm not sure what you're referring to, so I.
It happened, supposedly.
Something
could, bring happiness, Nathaniel, something maybe that you weren't expecting, okay? I feel like you're starting a new, you're in a new cycle of your life, you're going to feel better, and there's going to be some kind of change, okay? And I do feel like there's going to be, maybe some, really nice surprises as well this month. Okay. Nice opportunities.
Cool.
Okay, so things are about to change for you. And, everything does look a lot brighter for you, okay? I'm getting opportunities, new challenges, things to make you feel good, on a personal level, okay? I feel like you've been sort of a little down in the dumps, Nathaniel. Have you been?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm getting there's going to be opportunities so that you, Ginger, show me a ball. You're going to bounce back like that ball, Nathaniel. Just believe in yourself, okay? Like I said, this is a very good time for you to really start thinking about what it is that you want to do, okay? The angels are near. They want to help you. And they're saying, Nathaniel, it is time to help you to make your dreams come true. Okay? And as we know, the angels always hear, our thoughts, our prayers, and they're with you and they're saying, Nathaniel, we're surrounding you with love and we're here for you. You could talk to them like you talk to us, or you could talk to, just while you're laying down before you go to bed, whatever is more comfortable for you, Nathaniel. Okay? So your angels are, they're near and they want to help you. That was the first thing that I was getting. Okay, let me see what else for you, Nathaniel. Okay. Okay, and Ginger is saying Nathaniel has to realize that the universe is filled with unlimited abundance, Daniel.
Yeah.
And you got to be open to receiving your share of this beautiful, you know, all of this beautiful abundance, okay? Sometimes you're holding on to those limiting thoughts, and you've got to, you know, concentrate on love, okay? And, you know, the world's been a little bit crazy. There's a lot of change that is being needed. And didn't you say, Nathaniel, you're here to help change the world, but to do so, you've got to focus on happiness and love, okay? You are an amazing being. You're filled with love and light and joy. Let the world, you know, resonate with all of that that's within you. Nathaniel, you're a leader, okay? And it's time to, you know, to step onto that beautiful path. So she's saying, you know, the angels are waiting to help you. You've got to trust and you've got to start to move in the direction of everything that you've envisioned, okay? All the happiness, all the love, all the well-being, it's all yours, Nathaniel. Okay? Okay, and then the next thing that she's showing me is she's handing you a piece of smoky quartz, because smoky quartz is going to help to absorb any kind of negative energy and turn it into positive energy. Do you have any smoky quartz presently, Nathaniel?
No, I don't think so. I have some crystals. I have amethyst and nether clear crystals.
Okay, well, you can use the ones that you have. And you could even, you know, you could look and see what smoky quartz looks like and just envision it. Okay, and that'll help too. But Ginger said, honey, you've got to start expanding your thinking, okay? And the angels are saying to Daniel, they're so proud of you, but it's time to go forward. It's time to go forward on that beautiful path. You've got to trust that your angels are with you, your guides are with you. And let go of the anxiety. Let go of the fear. You've got to think on a larger scale, Nathaniel. Imagine yourself standing on this beautiful stage, and there's all these people around, and they're listening to everything that you're saying. Okay? And, you know, there's no need to be afraid. Just start to think, you know, on a larger scale, and allow yourself to be taken upon that path, Nathaniel, okay? What is it that brings you joy, Nathaniel? Have you been playing your guitar?
No, I've been working quite a bit. I work two jobs.
You, okay.
I want to work over, you know, to try to keep my health insurance, so I'm just, you know.
Okay.
You know, so I've been working every day, and, you know, I'm pretty tired, you know.
Is there any conflict? Nathaniel, with work, is there any kind of, like, conflict or anything?
I was trying to tell you that they want me to work so many hours. They want me to work 30 hours to try to keep my health insurance on one job. And then they scheduled me for the other job. So I have conflicting times and, you know, I've just been working. You know, I work, you know, like, the morning I get up at 8 and then I work to 4 and then go to, you know, work from 5 to 11. And, you know, I don't have much time to do anything,
Okay.
You know, so.
Well, I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because the angels want to help you to communicate clearly what you need to say, to stand up for yourself. And there's a fear within you that is not allowing you to really express your truth, Nathaniel. Okay, and with Barbara's help and the angels' help, you're going to be able to express your truth, Nathaniel, and stand up for yourself, okay? And there's, like you said, there's some negativity within you, and there's some patterns there that they no longer, they shouldn't be there. They don't serve any purpose. We've got to get rid of them. There's like old energy within you. There's some negative patterns from the past that are still there.
Yeah.
Okay? And that old stuff is just like it's cluttering up, you know, space that could be used to allow beautiful energy to come in. It leaves you sometimes feeling tired. It leaves you sometimes feeling confused. Okay? So Barbara's going to come in, and she's going to help you with that. And to help you to, you know, to feel that you are worthy of all the good that you are wanting, if you're new, because you truly are. Okay, I do feel that your energy is a little bit out of balance. We've got to help you to get back into balance as well. Okay? And I'm also feeling, I don't know if it's the woman that's with you from the other side, but I feel this beautiful presence, and I feel like someone is thinking about you. Okay? I also feel, I don't know, I feel like there might be two people. There might be a woman as well. Have you met a woman at work at all, Nathaniel?
There's some ladies over there, but I don't know.
Okay, because I do feel like a loving presence around you. Okay, and I also see the beautiful lady in spirit as well.
Oh, is she blonde, or is that what you same one you saw?
Is your friend in spirit a blonde?
You know, I was just wanting to see what you saw, that, you know, what, you know, I'm just, you know.
I feel there's a physical presence with you, but I also feel like there's a blonde lady in spirit that's with you as well.
Oh. Okay. Thank you.
Your friend that's in spirit, has she been around you? Because I feel like she's been around you quite a bit.
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, you, like I said, there's a lot of, you know, energy there that we have to clear away. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask Barbara to come in and to help you to clear away that energy and all those old patterns that no longer serve you, Nathaniel, and to help you to gain the clarity that you're needing, okay? And also, not only gain clarity, but get more confidence and really help you to get on that path to success, because you will have what it takes and you could succeed, you know, with everything that you're doing when you believe in yourself, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
God bless you, honey. Okay, Barb.
Okay, Nathaniel, we are going to do some of those wonderful Dear Innate statements, so here we go. Dear Innate, I accept the greatness within me.
Dear Innate, I accept the greatness within me.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept and live the greatness within me.
Dear Innate, I accept and what?
And the live.
Greatness. Oh, and I accept and live the greatness within me.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I let go.
Dear Innate, I accept my habits of holding myself back.
Dear Innate, I accept my habits of holding myself back.
Dear Innate, I let them all go.
Dear Innate, I let them all go.
Dear Innate, I accept that I don't know how to change.
Dear Innate, I accept that I don't know how to change.
Dear Innate, I change anyway.
Dear Innate, I change anyway.
Dear Innate, I accept the truth of who I am.
Dear Innate, I accept the truth of who I am.
Dear Innate, I accept the guidance that I receive.
Dear Innate, I accept the guidance that I receive.
Dear Innate, I accept that I am good enough.
Dear Innate, I accept that I'm good enough.
Dear Innate, I let go.
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 Dear Innate, I completely let go right now.
Dear Innate, I completely let go right now.
Take a deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Wonderful. So they're saying that you are going to have opportunities to change, and that includes letting go of one of the jobs and having everything work out fine, insurance and money and all of that. So just pay attention to what's coming to you, okay?
I wonder if I'll change health insurance and that kind of stuff. What's it, this new job? Is that what you think?
They're not telling me any details, and they're saying that they're not going to tell you any details either. This is about trusting that everything is going to work out, and it's actually going to end up better than it is now.
All right.
So just be open to receiving what they bring to you. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Great. All right.
Hey,
well,
thanks.
Let us know how it goes.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too, Nathan.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, and our next caller is from area code 850. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Can you
hear
me?
What's your name? Yes.
Oh, Sheila.
Tina?
Hi, Sheila.
Sheila.
Sheila. Oh, okay.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. It's nice to connect with you and have lunch with you. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me.
We're so happy that you're here. So how's it going, Sheila?
Oh, it's going much better.
Good.
It's going
awesome.
Pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Good. I do feel that you're a little bit more balanced, Sheila.
Mm-hmm.
And it does feel good. And the angels are saying that you've been worrying about your finances, and they're going to help you to take action, okay?
Okay.
So make sure that you're paying attention, too, because they're sending you signs, okay?
Really? Oh.
That's what they're saying. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, you're going to see pennies from heaven. You know, and
oh,
they're on
awesome.
The way. They're on the
okay.
way, but they're going to send you signs and help you to bring that money in, okay? You've been saying you needed a miracle, correct?
Oh, yes.
Well, Ginger's saying, hold on, girlfriend, it's coming. You know, it is coming.
Oh, great.
You just have to, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you've really been, you've been doing a good job, okay? You've been, saying prayers and meditating, visualizing. And I'm getting, things they're getting better. You've got to continue, though, to do what you're doing. You have to have trust. You have to have faith. And things will happen in the right, in the divine time, Sheila. Okay?
Okay.
So I just feel like something is coming your way and something you don't expect. It may be a gift that will be there for years to come, okay?
Okay.
And your job is to open up to the love that's all around you. You've got to let it flow in, okay?
All right.
Because love will come in and help to empower you to be that beautiful person that you are, okay? And you're
okay.
here. Live a very beautiful, happy, loving life, Sheila.
Okay?
And to really experience everything that life has to offer. Okay? So you've got
okay.
to be open to all that's around you. And, when we think of lack and, living in a state of lack and different things like that, that's when we get caught up in the world of illusion, okay?
Okay.
So we've got to watch, we've got to watch our thinking and, you know, staying in the right mindset, okay? And
okay.
I'm getting that the angels are helping you to relax a little bit more. Have you been relaxing a little bit?
I'm in trying.
Yes?
Yeah. I'm in trying.
Beautiful. Well, you're listening. Okay. Yeah, everything starts to, you know, to come into play when you start relaxing. You know, take time and breathe and just let go and let God. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Are you taking time just for you to take care of, you know, you?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow I'm going to do that.
Beautiful. Well, you're listening to your angels. That's awesome. That's really, really beautiful. I'm so proud of you. And
thank you.
You've got to ask the angels to help you to see yourself through the eyes of love, the way they see you, because you currently don't see yourself the way they see you. Okay?
Okay.
You are this amazing, beautiful being, hun, okay?
Okay.
And they want to help you to see that you are God's amazing creation. And you're worthy of all that you desire. You're worthy of love, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, the more that you love yourself, the easier it's going to be for love to come in to you, okay?
Okay.
Have you been thinking about maybe having a relationship, having love come into your life?
Yes.
Okay, because that's what the angels are showing me. Okay. So you've got to take time for you and do things that you love to do that bring you joy, that make you happy. You've got to play a little bit. And, you know, when you do things that take the stress away from, you know, your everyday environment and living, you find that, you know, you come back and life is a little bit easier, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do is I want to have Barbara come in because there's still a little bit of, like, lack and limitation within you that we want to get rid of, okay?
Okay. I was wondering, I'm trying to get into nursing school. Do you see me getting into that?
Okay. Okay. I'm going to look in a second. I am getting to, before I forget, that you're holding on to beliefs that are not your beliefs. They are beliefs of your ancestors. And these beliefs are very limiting beliefs, and that's what's probably holding you back from doing things. Does that make any sense to you?
No, but I understand it.
Okay, because I feel that there's beliefs within you, and they're actually not your beliefs, you know?
Okay.
So they're beliefs that are, you know, possibly from your parents or even further back than that, okay? And we want to get rid of those. And I'm getting, if you want to go to, you know, nursing school, you will be able to go.
Okay.
I'm trying to get in.
Okay,
they're going to help you achieve your goals, okay? So what we want to do is we want to get rid of what? Your limiting beliefs, right?
Of course, yes.
To help empower our beautiful friend Sheila and to manifest what it is that you've been thinking about for quite a while. So with that being said, if you'll allow me, I'm going to invite Barbara and Sheila, okay?
Okay, thank you.
God bless, hon. Barbara?
Okay, we are going to do some of those wonderful dear innate statements now, Sheila. Okay. Dear innate, I accept the limiting beliefs of my ancestors.
Dear innate, I'm sorry, could you repeat it one more time?
Dear innate, I accept the limiting beliefs of my ancestors.
Dear innate, I accept the limiting beliefs of my ancestors.
Dear innate, I let them all go.
Dear innate, I let them all go.
Dear innate, I accept my poverty consciousness.
Dear innate, I accept my poverty consciousness.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I let it go.
Dear innate, I express my fear of being heard.
Dear Renee, I express my fear of being hurt.
Dear Renee, I let it go.
Dear Renee, I let it go.
Dear Renee, I accept my blocks to self-expression.
Dear Renee, I accept my blocks to self-expression.
Dear Renee, I let them go.
Dear Renee, I let them go.
Dear Renee, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear Renee, I accept that I am powerful. Powerful.
Dear Renee, I let go.
Dear Renee, I let go.
Dear Renee, I accept myself and my life.
Dear Renee, I accept myself and my life.
Dear Renee, I let go.
Dear Renee, I let go.
Dear Renee, I accept the flow, no matter which way it goes.
Dear Renee, I accept the flow, no matter which way it goes.
Dear Renee, I let go.
Dear Renee, I let go.
Dear Renee, I completely let go.
Dear Renee, I completely let go.
Dear Renee, I let go now and forevermore.
Dear Renee, I let go now and forevermore.
Take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
That feels great.
Good. Okay, you're saying you're going to start speaking up more, so don't fight it when you start doing that. Just it's part of your growth.
Okay.
You actually have a lot to share, but you've never shared it.
Right. I get criticized sometimes.
Yeah, so stop holding back. If something feels like it wants to be said, say it.
Okay.
And that's going to make a huge difference in your life, so that's good.
Okay.
All right, that's all that they're showing me right now. Is there anything else you wanted to say or ask?
I was wondering if someone from my like my mom or relatives have a message for me.
The first thing I'm hearing is, we love you. We love you.
Oh, thank you.
We love you. We love you. We love you. We love you.
Oh.
Okay. They're trying to make sure that you understand that you are loved because you are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
They never stop loving you.
Okay. Thanks. That means a lot.
And Sheila, who's not elderly, but the older gentleman that you used to connect with? He's not here anymore. He's on the other side. He's been around you.
Oh, really?
He helped.
Oh, yeah. Mr. Burrows, yeah.
Yeah, so he's been around you as well, hon.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I've been thinking about him. I miss him a lot. He was a good friend. Yeah.
He's around. He's with you, hon. You know, and that's what he's been telling me. And he wants to, you know, he wants to help you to have confidence in yourself because you deserve everything that you've been wanting. And I think that's why he's been around you to really to help you to trust your intuition and to believe in yourself. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, and he's saying, you know, Sheila, you've got to trust yourself. You've got to trust your instincts. When you do, they're going to guide you, and they'll help you to get where you need to be, so, you know, a lot of the times better than your head will, you know. He's saying just trust and listen to what you're feeling within, and it's really going to help you to get, you know, where you want to be. And he's just showing me like a little nurse's cap, so he's very proud of you.
Oh, thank you. That gives me hope.
And, you know, what you're wanting is coming. Don't stop believing. Don't stop believing.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. That means a lot. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome.
All right, Sheila, well, let us know how it goes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you both. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks.
And have
Bye.
A great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, do you see our next question is from the chat room, and it's from Little Fairy. And she says, hi, DC and Barbara. I'd be grateful for some insight, please. I have been feeling quite anxious lately because I am not seeing any changes happening in my love life and still at the temp job. There's this man that I had noticed at work around 2 weeks ago. Don't cross paths with him again. Maybe I just read too much into things. Thanks.
Okay. And I'm trying to not laugh. It's not you, it's Ginger. She's sitting there. Do you know that statue of the thinker, Barbara? So there's Ginger. She's sitting there. And she's saying, you analyze too much. She's saying, you think too much. She's saying, girlfriend, give your mind a rest. You've got to get out there, have some fun, live a little, and stop thinking. And when you stop thinking so much, you're going to have the clarity that you're looking for. So I just laughed because I just saw, like, the thinker, and Ginger just, you know, she was saying, oh, my goodness. She thinks. You've got to stop thinking. Okay. So she's saying, girlfriend, it is time for a break. You know, you've been, you know, doing things, and she feels like a lot of stress, Barbara, within our caller's mind and her body. And she's saying, you've got to watch, little fairy, or you're going to have some health problems if you don't stop. Relax. Do something nice for you. You're overstressing. And I feel like the tension in her body, Barbara.
Okay.
So it doesn't feel good. It does not feel good is what I'm being shown. Okay. Okay, I'm going to see if she'll give me anything on the gentleman. I couldn't get beyond all the thoughts in her head. Let me see. Okay. And I'm just getting, you know what, you've got to stay positive. Everything is going to work out in regard to love, is what Ginger's showing me. But you've fallen off track there a little bit, and you need a little bit more balance to get what you're wanting. And I'm getting, you know, things are going to come to fruition, but you, girlfriend, have to, you know, you've got to have a little fun, my goodness. Okay, so she's calling Little Fairy Lady Luck, and she's saying, I'm hearing very soon. I don't know if it's this person that she talked about, but I'm hearing very soon that, you know, love is going to be coming your way, and Barbara has to get you ready because you're way out of balance. There's going to be many opportunities, she's saying, for love. So you've got to get ready, okay? I'm getting that there's a scale, Barbara. I see career on one side and I see love on the other side. And career is like way in the scale down compared to love. So our little friend has to get out there and play with the elementals, the little fairies maybe, and, you know, focus on having a little fun. And I'm getting, you know, there might be that special someone coming along. And it could even be like in a workplace. But you're focusing too much on work is what I'm getting. She's out of balance. So that's what I have, Barbara. I'm just getting she's way out of balance.
Okay. So we will do some Dear Innate statements, and you get to be Little Fairy.
Okay. Sounds like fun.
Okay. Dear Innate, I accept my anxiety and the need for instant results.
Dear Innate, I accept my anxiety and the need for instant results.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept my uncertainty about the future.
Dear innate, I accept my uncertainty about the future.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I spend most of my time thinking about what I don't want.
Dear innate, I accept that I spend most of my time thinking about what I don't want.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the creator of my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am the creator of my life.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am always loved and guided.
Dear innate, I accept that I am always loved and guided.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I always want to be in control.
Dear innate, I accept that I always want to be in control.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I am afraid of my own life.
Dear innate, I accept that I am afraid of my own life.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I want a man in my life, and I'm afraid to have a man in my life.
Dear innate, I accept that I want a man in my life, and I'm afraid to have a man in my life.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that it is safe to be in balance.
Dear innate, I accept that it is safe to be in balance.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I let go.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't know how to make all of this stuff happen.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't know how to make all of this stuff happen.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't need to know how.
Dear innate, I accept that I don't need to know how.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Dear innate, I just let it all go.
Okay. Those are the ones that I was getting.
Feels good. It does. It feels really, really good. I feel like our balance, it doesn't feel like it was like the scales were very tipped, but. And Jackson's coming in. He's saying, come on, get back in balance. Come on.
Okay, so she says, yes, I do think too much. Yes, I have been stressed. We'll try to relax, taking a day off this Monday. When they talk about relaxing, they're not talking about just taking a day off. They're talking about stopping in the middle of what you're doing, taking a deep breath and just saying, dear innate, I let go. That's all you need to do. And you will find tensions just dissolving from you in that moment. So it's not about having a day off. It's taking a moment when you need it to just say, dear innate, I let go, and to just take a deep breath. Yes, you have been way too stressed. And when you're stressed, you cannot see things clearly in any aspect of your life because the stress is in the way. So, you know, just say, dear innate, I accept the stress. Dear innate, I let it go. And get it out of the way. And having fun is actually an important part of keeping your life and yourself in balance. Fun is not optional. It's part of what keeps us healthy. So have some fun just for the fun of it. No other reason, just for the fun of it. Okay. that's all I'm getting, little fairy. I hope that that helps. And just, you know, start letting go. Let that be something that you do several times every day. Just let go. Dear innate, I let go. Dear innate, I let go. You don't even have to specify what you're letting go of. Just say, dear innate, I let go. And you will be letting go of whatever it is that you need to let go of. All right. That's what I'm getting for Little Fairy. Do you see, do you have anything more for Little Fairy?
No, just what we had gotten previously. It feels good, though.
Okay, great. All right. Well, then we are done for today.
Awesome. Perfect timing. My little Jackson just ran out the door, so I'm going to run out after him.
Okay.
Everybody have a beautiful day, and thank you for spending your lunch hour with us.
Yes, and we will be back next Tuesday with another Lunch with Jesus.
Yes. Bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.